What is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the Day Zero podcast, coming to you live, aka recording in New Orleans today. So thank you guys for being with me. I finally did some research and figured out how podcasts work. All right, so if you are on Apple, give me a 5-star review. If you are on Spotify or anything else, I want you to follow or subscribe. And if you get any value out of this, as always, please do me a solid and share with somebody who's going to get value out of this. All right. So today we're going to talk about how looking back can help you look forward. And this is something that I kind of realized a couple nights ago. And I shared it on my personal Facebook page. And you guys know I fucking hate Facebook. But with everything or anything, there's always some sort of positive, right? Even if it's not what not to do. But when it comes to Facebook, one thing I really, really like about them is the memories feature. And what it does is it pops up different things. You know, I don't know why the fuck I'm telling you guys this, but you know, I'm just gonna go with it. It pops up different things for your memory from, you know, 1, 2, 5, 7 years ago. And 7 years ago, earlier this week, I was in my old gym, my two locations ago, which was Biltmore Fitness, which is definitely the coolest gym in town, in Asheville, maybe the world, honestly, that doesn't have me in it. So there's always that asterisk. Like, yeah, it's the coolest gym in town besides me. But it's really interesting. You know, I looked at it and, you know, I looked at some of the guys there, and the only person who is still with me from that time period, let me back up, there's two people. Three, honestly. Now we're moving forward. So I have three people with me from that time period. One is Phil, who works at my gym. He's the head of Muay Thai program. He just coached some fights this past weekend. Guys look fucking excellent. Brown Mike, who is still working for me remotely from North Carolina. And then Ron, my buddy Ron, who's doing jiu-jitsu with me, who's you know, he's been with me for a million years. But the thing about it is, the reason I like the memories is, one, I've got receipts from the whole I fucking told you so over the last 2 years, where I was right, for the whole COVID lockdown bullshit. But more importantly, the things that I like the most about this are, it helps you look forward, okay? And I know it sounds crazy, but looking backwards can help you look forward, and I'm gonna explain to you why. Okay, so 7 years ago, I had probably 30 members, which is not very many. I was in my buddy's basement, Biltmore Fitness, Danny Sharp, the Sharp family. So I was in their basement. I had maybe 30 members. I was charging significantly less. And I was running the show by myself. I hadn't committed to running Rogue Combat Club full time yet. And I was still scared, still doing dumb shit. So 7 years ago, I had maybe just started with combat business as a client. I'm not 100% sure. But anyways, it's been a lot's changed since then. And I look backwards on like how fucked up things were and how basically inept I was, and I don't want to sound like I was an idiot. By comparison to today, I was an idiot. And this is what I want you guys to understand, is it's not that you are an idiot, and you may be an idiot, I don't really know, but it's you just don't have the skills at the place you are now to get where you want to be, and that's okay. And it's important that we realize that when we look backwards, we can see that, right? To make an extreme example, when we were little, we shit our pants and we couldn't walk. Like, that's not the goal. Now, we may come full circle to that, but like, think about it from an extreme standpoint. When you were an infant, you could not walk, you could not talk, you could not control your bowels in a reasonable fucking manner. And now you are a adult-ish, or you're older, you're functional, you have more skills, so you can do more things. And you know, that is an extreme example, but think about this. When you were 12, you couldn't drive a car, right? Why? You didn't have the skills, and some of you guys could, but like you didn't have the skill set. You didn't have the experience. With time, you built experience. You learned more. You expanded your little brain, and now you are a decent driver, unless you live in New Orleans. There's no hope for you people. But the I've almost been killed multiple times. But the thing is, when we look backwards, we can see how much progress we made today, from then till today. And when this is something I struggle with, I'm looking forward. I sat down with Amy and Paul, and I talked about my goals and what I want to do and all this stuff. And, you know, I ran all the numbers and I ran all this stuff. And then self-doubt came in. I started doubting myself because those numbers are fucking huge. Those numbers are unbelievable. And when I started, $10,000 a month was unbelievable. It was an immeasurable number. And now, at the point I'm in now, if I don't make $10,000 a week, I don't make my rent. I don't make my bills, you know. My operating cost right now is close to $40,000 a month. We're in an expansion phase. We're in a growth phase. So everything's expensive as shit right now. But normally we're not. You know, so when you guys look back and see how far you've come, pat yourself on the back. Understand that if you want to do things bigger, if you want to do things better, if you want to grow to that next level, which you guys should have big aspirations and big goals. If not, I don't know why you're listening to this. And it can be anything. It can be health. It can be fitness. It can be jiu-jitsu. It can be Muay Thai. It can be business. It can be being a better fucking husband. You know, I can't really, it's parallel. I can't talk about being a better parent. I'm not a parent, but you know, there's a lot of things that this concept applies to. So whenever you guys are looking forward and you see how terrifying it is, how daunting, how big of a fucking task that is, I want you guys to stop and look back. I want you to look back 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever it takes, whatever that number is. You know, so say your 10-year goal is completely insane, right? In your head today. So your 10-year goal. My goal, I'm going to need $25,000 a month in rent. Right? That's what I need for my next goal. Right? So when I start running these numbers, that's fucking terrifying. I'm like, there's no fucking way I can do that. That's so big and that's so scary. And I look back, I remember when $1,000 a month rent was a lot. You know? And then I'm like, well, my rent now is $5,000, it's over, but you know, it's $5,000 a month. That's five times as much. Okay, how long ago was that? 7 years. Okay, cool. Things grow faster now. They grow exponentially because I have more people on my team. I'm doing more things. I've got more abilities. So I can easily take my profitability or you know, if my rent at $1,000 and then to $5,000 happened in 3 or 5 years, then there's no reason I can't make my, you know, I can't grow my business, improve myself, do the things I need to do, improve my team around me in 5 more years to go up five times that. Okay, cool. We can do that. So, you know, these are the things that you guys have to understand. Look backwards, man. Like, you are not where you were. To where you are today is not who you were 5 years ago, right? So when you have these big goals and when you have these big terrifying things, I want you to look backwards first, all right? Whenever your shit is scary looking forward, I want you to look backwards, right? That's what you guys need to do, is understand how much progress you've made. You have done things that are fucking immeasurable when it comes to other people's, like, or how much you've grown, right? When people are like, man, I can't believe how much you've grown. Well, yeah, me neither. You know, think about it. Talk to the people who care about you. So anytime you guys get scared about moving forward, just look back. You know, history is really fucking important. I want you guys to understand that you can do whatever the fuck it is you want. You've already done it. You have already done the things that you guys thought were impossible at one time, right? So that's it. Shorter podcast today. I just want to get this out here to you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Again, if you got any value out of this, please do me a solid and share, like, subscribe, 5-star review, all that good stuff. So thank you guys. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. If you want to reach out to me, dayzeropodcast@gmail.com or johnnybuck2, JohnnyBuck2, 2 on Instagram. All right, guys, I love you. Have an awesome week, and I will catch you later. Peace.